You'll find an authorized version before you in the pew. Take it out and turn with me to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. We're reading some verses from the 14th chapter of that book. The 14th chapter of the book of the Revelation. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as a voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with woman, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, unto every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear not, fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea, and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Ending our lesson at verse 13, and may God bless His eternal, infallible word to our hearts. Let us stand for prayer. O God, our Father, as we turn to Thy holy word, we pray Thy blessing on its preaching, and grant that tonight sinners may be converted, God's people may be restored in their faith and in their joy, and that there may be a time of reviving and quickening through Thy divine Spirit. To this end I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God He undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. Be seated, please. While thinking of this service this afternoon, I thought of a world in which we live, which is full of fears. A sinful world in which there is no rest, nor quietness, nor peace. And out over the world and over the continents of the world tonight, we can see unrest and strife in every quarter. Those words, no rest, burned into my soul this afternoon. And I took my Bible and my concordance and I looked at some of the appearances of that thought, no rest. It is interesting to note that the first time that word, no rest, is used in the Bible is in the book of Genesis. Something happened, a terrible happening of the rise of sin in Genesis. And the world became so polluted and diseased and sickly and wicked that God said, I will have to purge this earth. I will have to destroy it with a flood. Judgment it merits. And judgment it will receive. And God sent the great deluge over this world of sin. What a sight was that deluge. Deluge. What a sight. The whole of the earth drowned in darkness. Drowned in death and drowned in destruction. What a sight. What a picture. What a calamity. No rest. No peace. No joy. But God prepared for one family to be saved from that calamity. Noah, his wife, and their three sons, and their wives. And what happened when that flood of destruction deluged the whole world and was upon the world for many days. Noah decided to send out a dove. And so he sent a dove from the ark. And the dove could find, and here the words are used, no rest for the sole of his foot. And she returned to him in the ark. A little fluttering bird carried the message back to Noah. And the message was a message of no rest, judgment, darkness, punishment. No rest, no rest. Then I turned over a little farther in the scriptures, and I came to that wonderful person, Job. And Job was in a very tight corner. He said his sinews could take no rest. Job 30 and verse 17. One man, a good man, a gracious man, a godly man. But rest was taken from him. Why? Because God permitted him to be placed in the fire to test his faith. But the man who bewailed the fact that there was no rest also said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that I shall stand on the latter day upon this earth. And though the skin worm destroy me physically, listen to me. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. Job was afflicted, but he saw beyond the affliction to the miracle of God's salvation. Whom the Lord chasteneth, but whom the Lord chasteneth, thank God, he also loved. And then when I turn over to Proverbs, the wisdom of the great King Solomon, I read in the 29th chapter that if a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he wage or laugh, there can be no rest. The unequal struggle between the good and the bad. And then I turn over to Isaiah chapter 23 and verse 12. And we read that God the Almighty brings in the verdict. And God says to a sinful people, a people that will not repent and turn to God from idols to seek the living God, thou shalt have no rest. In the book of Lamentations, we have the curse pronounced on the province of Judah, the tribe of Judah. And we find it written there in that book of Lamentation on three occasions. Chapter 1:3, chapter 2:8, chapter 5:5, that the daughter of Israel wheels and says, no rest, no rest, no rest. Oh, let me tell you, where sin reigns, where evil prevails, where the commandments of God are violated, when God is treated and hurled curses are thrown on his face, there cannot be any rest for the human soul. Sin destroys rest. Sin destroys peace. Sin destroys a taste of heaven in the heart. But when I turn to the New Testament, the great curtain between time and eternity is for a moment or two parted. And there's a rich man, and he's in hell. And as he groans and moans and burns in the hell fire, he says, I can find no rest, no peace. I am tormented in this flame. To be tormented in time is awful. To be tormented for a very long lifetime is awful. But what about being tormented forever? There is no putting out of the fires of judgment in hell. There is no escape. The door is locked, and locked against the prisoners forever. And then, when I turn to Revelation chapter 14, part of which I read to you tonight, we read, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked, because that chapter is a vision of eternity lost. All of us here are in time. And thank God that we are all in time to be saved. In the time ours, we can seek the Lord. While he may be found, we can call upon him while he is near. The old prophet Hosea said, this man shall be the peace. What man? The man Christ Jesus. Peace by his cross hath Jesus made. The church's everlasting head o'er hell and sin hath victory won. And with a shout to glory gone, then why, dejected saint, dost thou thy sorrows nurse, thy head thus bow? Eternal truth declares to thee, this glorious man thy peace shall be. When o'er thy head the billows roll, and shades of sin obscure thy soul, when thou canst no deliverance see, yet still this man thy peace shall be. In tribulation's thorny maze, or on the mount of sovereign grace, or in the fire, or through the sea, this glorious man, thy peace shall be. Yes, when thine eye of faith is dim, rest thou on Jesus, sink or swim, and at his footstool bow the knee, and Israel's God, thy peace shall be. Peace, perfect peace, in this dark world of sin. The Holy Spirit whispers, peace to me. Now have you got that peace in your heart? A peace that the world cannot give. And thank God, the peace that the world cannot take away. Hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand, there is peace for every soul that confesses his sin, turns from darkness unto light, and from the power of sin and Satan unto God. The world needs the gospel of peace. The world needs the message that Christ Jesus came to this world to save sinners. And what the world needs is a return to the old time religion and a return to the Christ of God. We live in sad and terrible days. The darkness closing down upon this world. The sins of this generation. The wickedness of the news media and the broadcasting links across the globe. Sending out the powerful propaganda of hell and the devil and wickedness and lewdness and sins as black as the pit. But thank God, we have a gospel. We have a Christ who can save to the very uttermost. We have a place. I know a place where sins are washed away. I know a place where night is turned to day. Burdens are lifted. Blind eyes are made to see. There's a wonder working power in the blood of Calvary. I would press upon you, my dear sinner friend, the urgency. Escape to the mountain. Tarry not in all the plain. Seek to obey the words that were spoken to Lot. For only in the mountain is there as rest, is there rest and peace for your soul. I earnestly pray that no man or woman, boy or girl, will walk away from this service rejecting Christ. But tonight, sitting in the silence, I trust you'll say, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank thee for the message that wipes the slate clean. We thank thee for a God who sent his Son to save us from our sins. And we pray that no man or woman or boy or girl will leave this house unconverted. But everyone will have a saving interest in the Lord Jesus Christ who died to set us free. Bless us now as we sing our parting hymn for Jesus' sake. And everybody said, Amen.